Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you back to Astral Mind 2012. Give a warm welcome to Adrian. Are you there?
That's right. I'm here. And what's the topic tonight?
Well, we thought we'd do some dream interpretations. That's
okay.
You know, really interesting topic. We'd like to share with everybody, all our callers and listeners, about a meetup meeting that we went to. And we were sitting in a group, and we were all interpreting dreams. And what do you feel about that, Ethan?
Well, it's very interesting, Roy, how dreams play a seems like it plays a big part in our lives on how they also affect us and or can help us. I think it was really interesting to hear other people's interpretation based on the scientific and the spiritual. It's interesting how everyone has their own views on how dreams are interpreted, almost like, you know, trying to figure out what is if you had a dream about a wolf, or if you had a dream about a bear or a lion or a rainbow or a sun, you know, stuff like that. You know, it's just really interesting how everyone can interpret it differently, just like they interpret the tarot differently. So I thought that was really neat.
Would you say, in a way, that dream interpretations are similar to a soul collage?
I would say they're very, very similar to a soul collage and the tarot cards, because, you know, you're trying to figure out what does that card mean to you, what does it represent, and how can it help you in a situation, like in a situation that you might get into, like, for an example, a financial situation or a drug situation or a family abuse or whatever it is, you know. You might have a dream about something, or even have a premonition about something or a synchronicity. So it's, I think it's a very helpful tool for a lot of people to really write down their dreams and keep a notebook, like you said, a journal, and write down what they see in the dreams and remember the details of the dream.
And that's interesting, because a lot of people say they can't remember, you know, what they dreamed about. And I think, you know, that's one way how our mind will sort of shift. And during the dream state, we know that that's when people are more of the right brain, you know, the subconscious mind, because hypnosis and the dream state are really close. And we do know that, you know, that the dream state plays a big role in astral travel. And we do, you know, spend a lot of hours dreaming, but they say that it's only in, you know, in short periods of time, you know. But to me, a dream state is just as real as the reality that we live, you know, in this reality.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what is real and what is imagined?
Exactly. And if we can define what real and what is imagined, then it's real to them, whoever thinks it's real, or whatever is imagined is real to them. And I believe that that world, that reality that you're talking about, is a lot more realer than this world, because that's where we resonate from.
Not only that, but, you know, this is where we, you know, had powers. This is where we were, you know, 100% in the knowing, you know, of who we were and, you know, why we were there, you know, and have all these different abilities, you know, it brings me back to some of the movies, you know, that Freddy Krueger, remember, on, you know, in his movies, remember, he was over the dream world, do you remember? And there were people that used to have to fight him, and they were able to with their powers. And what were your feelings on that, Ethan?
I remember that, and that's very true. I think for a lot of, you know, for a lot of dreams, it's almost like it's a different reality every time. I mean, you could wake up, you could dream about something and then have a nightmare and then go back to sleep and then dream something completely different. So it seems like the stories and the channels keep changing. So it's really interesting how that works. But dreams could be, I mean, almost so real that it's just like more realer than this world, which is really weird.
Well, sure.
Like
now
you could be talking
is,
to somebody and having a conversation.
You know, there's no limit in the dream world that you're capable of doing anything at any time or any place.
It's
you could go into the future,
like really
you could
real.
Go into the past, yeah.
But think of how much more real it will be when we all pass on into the next life. From this
and,
reality.
Well, when we learn that these powers that we had in the dream state were real, just as real as the dream state.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just like that lady that we met with, she says that, how do we know that when we pass on, that we don't wake up from the dream of this reality and say, oh, that was a dream that I was in.
That's true.
See, there, the whole thing is there is no time and space. You know, in this reality, we are so limited to time because this is what we were taught to believe. That somebody came up with this idea of time in this reality, in this world that we live in. No other planet is limited by time. And I've heard, you know, one of the reasons that we can't travel to other planets or go faster than, you know, go into light years, you know, and do things is because of time. Time slows everything down. Well, we don't have that ability.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Nobody will know what astral projection can do.
Yeah.
I just want to share a story about my friend Barry. He had a friend that knew how to do astral projection.
Yeah.
And she astrally projected out of her body from what he was telling me, and she was burning him with a cigarette lighter underneath his arm. And she told him, she said, do you feel the burning underneath your arm? She says, I'm holding a cigarette lighter underneath your arm. And he said it burned him, and you can see the burn marks underneath his arm.
Wow.
And she went back into her body. And this was my friend Barry, what he was telling me about.
Mm-hmm.
His friend that knew how to do astral projection.
Wow.
So if that's possible, then anything is possible.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and I think people can be healed in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through the dream state.
Another astral projection was this lady or this guy astrally projected himself inside this lady's house where it was his wife, caught her cheating with another man, and went back into his body, and he knew exactly who this man was, and he told her, he said, "I was in the room, I was watching you, and I knew that you were cheating on me."
And that's interesting because remote viewing works a lot in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, a remote viewer can look into, you know, somebody's home, you know,
mm-hmm.
pinpoint where this person is and what they're doing and go into a lot of detail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've done it yourself, you know, with readings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you even told people the color of clothes that they were wearing and what was
inside
their room.
And like I said,
me
and Chris, did, we found Carla's son with the magazines.
Mm-hmm.
We did remote viewing with the soul collages.
Yeah.
So, do we have any callers tonight, Roy?
Yeah, we have one caller waiting.
Okay. So let's see what kind of dream that they've had and what they want to share.
Let's go ahead with the caller from the 646 area.
Hi.
Hello,
hi,
646.
Everyone.
You're on the air. What's your name and where are you from, please?
Hi, this is Christina.
And where are you from?
California.
California, and we just wanted you to, have you had any experience with dream interpretations before?
No, because I don't remember most of my dreams, but there was one that I had a few months back, and it was where I dreamed that I was trapped in a room, and the only exit from the room is this hole on the ceiling. So when I was trying to get out of the room, you know, I was looking at the ceiling, and I wondered to myself, how am I going to be able to reach that? And I saw a hand coming down from the hole, and it lifted me out of the hole, and I was transported to another place.
That is so interesting. Adrian, do you want to share with her the dream that you had?
Yeah, it was really quite different on the, I don't know if it was scientific or what it was, but I was on this other plane, this other dimension, and these beings came down from the universe and they told me, And they came down in physical form, but they didn't look human. They looked really scary and demonic looking. And they told me that I should go back to where I came from, that I shouldn't be in their dimension. And they were really upset that I was there, so I left. And I snapped my finger and made the entity disappear. And it really upset them, so somehow I got booted out of their dimension, and then when I got booted out, I got really mad and threw something out into the universe, because in their universe there was no stars, there was nothing, and so I got mad and I threw something in the air, and it just shattered into like 1,000 stars into a ring, and when it turned into a circle ring, there was the number 7. That was in the center of the ring. And I don't know what that represented, but then I prayed and I asked our Heavenly Father to bring me out of the dream, because I didn't like where I was, because I was talking to some black lady about this house that took me to that universe. And she was telling me really bad things about the house. So I just prayed about it and I asked our Heavenly Father to bring me out, and I popped out of my dream.
And I just wanted to comment, you know, on your dream that you mentioned about being in a room and you say a hand came through. I mean, you felt like you were trapped.
Yes.
And how long ago did this happen? Has it been a long time?
About 3 months ago.
Okay. Because what I'm getting that you know, anytime we go into the dream state, a lot of it has to do with our subconscious mind, you know, suppressing different feelings, you know, different thoughts, different things, you know, that we experience in our lives. And were you going through some kind of something in your life that was preventing you from moving forward?
Yes.
So at that time, when you had that dream, it was something suppressing you then, where you felt like there wasn't any hope, you know, that you just couldn't find a way.
I'm still in that state right now.
So you're in that state right now.
Yes.
And what I'm getting more than any is, you know, dreams do have messages. So I'm getting that this hand that you saw was either from one of your angels or even an ascended master that was sending, you know, messages to help you to, you know, get past whatever, you know, you might be going through right now. And what are you getting, Agent?
My mind kind of went blank. What can you tell me a little bit more about the dream?
Well, I was stuck in that room. I mean, the room is well equipped, so it wasn't like an empty room. And I noted, and I remembered distinctively that I was looking at this dresser, and there is a photo on the dresser, and it was a picture of a mother and a daughter, and I don't know who they are. I've never met them before, and they were Hispanic looking to me, and I was looking at them, and I thought, this is not my room. This is their room. Why am I in this room? And that's when I started to panic, and I wanted to get out of that room, and I couldn't find an exit. And that's when I looked at the ceiling and asked, well, how am I going to get out of it? And that's when the hand appeared.
So I'm getting that the hand was like an angel, was a guide that was trying to guide you out of the room. Because the night before I had that dream that I did, I prayed and asked Heavenly Father to help me to renew my faith in believing that He is there for me when I need Him. And that, and I think that's why Heavenly Father was testing me, to let me know that, you know, if you need me, call on me, because you can depend on me, because I will be there to help you and I will lift you out of the situation. And that's what I'm getting from that hand, is that He's lifting you out. And it could have been Heavenly Father's hand too. You know, Jesus, He could have been lifting you up out of that situation, because you feel like you're out of a very mental depression state of mind where you're at right now.
Yeah, I mean, I've been crying every day, and I don't see miracles. It's just constant, constant negativity, and it's getting worse.
Yeah. See, that happened to me too. And I felt like I was losing my faith, and I think that's why Heavenly Father was just saying, you can depend on me, you can count on yourself, and I will be there to lift you out of your burdens. I will be there to lift you out of the pain that you've been feeling, that you can depend on me, I'm there for you. And I think that's what He's trying to validate to you too. And he was doing that to me too. So, and after that dream, I felt like maybe I should put my faith in Heavenly Father more. Maybe I shouldn't think these bad thoughts that he's not there, and I should depend on him. I should renew my faith, you know.
But, you know, more than any, I just wanted to share, you know, we're all in 2012, and a lot of things are supposed to happen in 2012. And I feel that these are some of the messages that are coming to a lot of people right now, that we're all being tested to see, you know, where is our strength, you know, where is our faith, and can we, you know,
pull ourselves
back
out.
And depend on that, you know.
You know, there are there are people in this world who are super materialistic and vindictive and, you know, and power hungry, and they're just fine. They're just fine.
Whereas but they're just living in an illusion. You know, that's the whole idea right there. Is that people
want the best out of life that Heavenly Father can give us. But the whole point it is he's going to put fear in you to realize that, yes, I am in charge. Yes, I am your God. Yes, I am your Heavenly Father, and I do love you, and you can depend on me. That's what he was trying to tell me.
When are things are going to finally get a little bit easier and better for me? I mean, I'm just stuck. I'm still stuck in that room, and I've been praying for things to get better. Believe me, that's what I think about every day. When is it going to get better for me?
Well, see, that's the whole thing. That's where your faith has to come into play.
Yeah.
And that's why you keep feeling like you're stuck in that room, just like that black lady that came to me in my dream, where she was telling me about the house and that the house was evil and that the people were evil. She's talking about the people that is around me that is a negative influence or something negative around you that you have to change about yourself or your circumstances or the people that you involve yourself with. Those are the people that you want to stay away from. And that's what she was telling me is, you know, not so much the house. She was talking about more like try to bring in new energies, bring in new people, you know. And I was getting that the black lady that I had a dream of, that her name was Oshan. And Oshan was she was a goddess over the sea. I don't know if she was if you know about Oshan, but she was an African goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And she was actually over the sea of the oceans. And I have a very strong connection with Poseidon. And I don't know if my dad told you about that, but you want to share about that, Roy?
Well, this is interesting because me and my son, you know, I've always been interested in, you know, the stories of Atlantis and some of the Greek mythology, you know, the different gods and goddesses. Well, anyway, I just so happened to meet somebody on Facebook, and she claimed that she was from Lemuria. And I don't know if you know anything about Lemuria, but Lemuria was another continent similar to Atlantis. And she went into a lot of detail about Lemuria. She even knew their ancient language. Well, as we got further into the conversation, Adrian started doing a reading on her. He was on the other line while I was talking to her, and I guess she knew that he was reading her, so she started reading him. And then she started telling him that she knew him from Lemuria, that she used to be his mother during that past life, that she was married to Poseidon.
To Poseidon.
Yeah. And Poseidon was one of the gods over the over the oceans, over the seas. And this is all interesting because Adrian started learning more and more about Poseidon. You've even had dreams about him, haven't you, Adrian?
Yeah, I've had visits from him.
Yeah. See, we all have such a strong connection, you know, from past lives and different lives that we lived, that we all have to, you know, be open to this because, you know, it gives us a better understanding of who we are and why we're here and where we're going.
And I wouldn't be surprised that a lot of these gods and goddesses are starting to come more into the picture now. You know how you were saying, Roy, about this awakening?
Yeah.
So I feel like these gods and goddesses are starting to come more more into our dreams more often,
yep.
And I don't know why. What do you feel about that?
Well, you got to remember that, you know, the veil's getting a lot thinner. A lot of these gods and goddesses are starting to, you know, present themselves a lot more so that we can have a better understanding.
Uh-huh.
You know, who they are and why they're there. I just wanted to share with the caller, more than any, don't feel that whatever you're experiencing right now that you have to experience on your own.
You're not alone.
And meditate upon the gods and the goddesses and, you know, descended masters to assist you and help you in whatever you're going through right now. Don't take this burden upon yourself. I've had to do it, you know, Adrian's had to do it, and, you know, and all the people that we talk to, we tell them, you know, connect with them, you know.
See, that could have been one of the reasons why Oshan was in my dream, was to acknowledge that we're there and that you don't have to do this on your own.
I see. Well, you know, all right.
I think that's what she was trying to validate.
Then I'll continue to pray and hope for a miracle. But because, you know, to get out of this situation, I need a miracle.
Well, miracles happen every minute. We just have to be open to that, that it can
happen.
And they
do. I can't say they haven't because I've been in bad situations where...
I mean, you know, Adrian's been to where he was almost homeless. And that turned around really fast just by having faith and putting out those energies to the universe.
I see.
My guides tell me right now, Adrian, we need to talk to her about the Neo Cube and how it can help her.
Okay.
Okay, this is a new technology. Actually, it's not new. It's an ancient technology that we've learned about. And what it is, it's called the Neo Cube. And what it does, it opens up chi energy and opens up stargates to the universe. And through this meditation, we want to do this for you. Would you be open to that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Adrian, you want to go ahead and get started?
Yes. Okay, is there anything particular that you want me to say or do? Or
I want to get back on the career path that I was on before.
Okay.
No more negativity, no more sabotage. Let me do what I came here to do.
Okay. All right. Device, activate and increase now. Device, activate Stargate mode and increase now. Device, activate automatic mode and increase now. Device, I would like to manifest in the Neo Cube and the Stargate for this lady to heal from any past life karma debt that she may be experiencing, and that she can fulfill her contract while she's here, her sacred contract, and that nothing will prevent her from moving forward, that she removes all obstacles away from her so that she can move forward and be more in control of her life, and that prosperity and happiness and good luck and fortune will come her way, and that she will prosper in any decision or highest good in her own decisions, what she wishes or how she wants to fulfill her soul onto a higher consciousness and to raise her vibrational frequency. Device activate and increase, and that she'll go right back to her original path where she started, and that she will continue her contract from there, and nothing will prevent her from doing it. Device activate and increase now. Device, we trust you completely to integrate our minds, bodies, and spirits. We trust you completely, and I end session now.
And what did you feel from this energy that Adrian just did that meditation? How did you feel about it?
I feel that there was a box. I was able to just see a box, and the lid just opened up. It opened up automatically.
This is going to be interesting because it is a box. And you want to describe that box to our agent?
Yeah,
it's
just
a
like
box
a,
with triangles on it.
I see.
Yeah.
And the color of the box on the inside is black. It's open. The lid just kind of snapped open on its own, and that's what I see. And I do feel like the negativity is lifting away somewhat. I'm feeling more less anxious. And also as your and thank you for the prayer. That was really beautiful. As you were praying, I was really thinking about the field that I want to get into or get back into, and I was thinking about it. I kept that in my mind. And so hopefully things will manifest. I mean, I'm not asking, you know, for things that's going to fulfill my ego's wants or you know, earthly desires. I just want to be able to help people.
More than
and
any is for the highest good.
Yes.
You just want to fulfill your contract while you're here.
Right.
Yes. And I wonder why that, you know, those roadblocks were placed. It's a big boulder, and it's crushing me. Why would they want to do that to me?
Well,
a lot of it has to do with what we did to other people, and it's all karmic, and we're all learning how to get past our karmic debt. And when we get past our karmic debt and we learn to forgive ourselves and we learn to forgive others, we can move on, and those robots won't exist anymore.
So it was something that I did before or in my past life that that led to the situation.
Yes, that you haven't healed from.
I see. Well, it's interesting because if this is due to karmic situation, what about the people who are sabotaging me? Are they going to incur karmic debt as a result? It's like a never-ending cycle.
Yes, it is, because they're responsible for their own actions just as much as you are and all of us. They made a sacrifice, you know, for their highest good.
So let's say if I deserve this because, you know, I did something bad to other people before and this is sort of a karmic debt that I have to repay, then this means that a new group of people have to come in to set up the situation for me to undergo this karmic repayment. And in a in the process, those people are going to incur the same karmic debt that I committed before. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it doesn't matter whether people believe it or not. They're still gonna have to pay their karmic debt no matter what. Because that's the whole point why we're here, is to reach our ascension. And that time is coming where we all have to make that decision, like Roy says, who we follow or who we serve. Because the fallen are already here, and we're trying to rise our vibration so that we can reach the higher consciousness.
So in order for me to talk to my spirit guides or the ascended masters, I mean, what else can I do to help them, to invite them into my dream?
Well, the best way to invite them in your dream is by through meditation.
To share with her real quick, like, and this would be a wonderful book for her to get. It's called The Meditation Bible.
Yeah, that's a good book.
By Madonna Gauding. GAUDING.
Meditation Bible.
Yeah, the Meditation Bible. And you could either get that at a local library or you could go through Amazon.
Okay.
It's only like $9, $9, $10 if you order it through Amazon.
Okay.
But everything that you talked about tonight, there's a meditation in that book for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very well.
And we want to thank you for joining us on our show tonight and sharing with us. And we hope we were able to, you know, inspire you and to give you, you know, that helping hand that you saw and, you know, call upon, you know, the angels and Jesus, you know, to be part of your life. And he'll help
you
in every way.
Thank you so much. Maybe it was meant to be that I was led to the show. You guys were talking about the dream, and
right.
I remember this dream. I mean, it was several months ago.
Yeah.
One of those dreams that you just don't, you know, you just don't forget.
Oh, no. We got to remember that our dreams have messages for us, so we have to, you know, be open to those messages. Because,
thank
you know,
you.
It's for our highest good.
Well, it's just that, you know, you look at the people around you, you know, the people who are, you know, with strong earthly desires, who are vindictive, who are doing all these bad things, and yet they are still going about their life pretty, you know, pretty well. Nothing is, you know, affecting them. And I know you're saying that this is just an illusion that they're living in, but you know, the pain and suffering that we're going through is just unmatched.
It's horrible.
I mean, we have these people that you're talking about, if they haven't awakened yet, chances are they're not going to awaken. And what's going to happen is they're going to stay in the old world. And people who have awakened will have that opportunity to go to the new world. And that's what 2012 is all
about. Money
won't
be the source of evil anymore.
No.
It won't be the source of evil. Nobody's going to have no power of anybody.
No. Main thing is, there's a word, and this was taught by the lady that, you know, that knew us from Lemuria, and she says this word. She called it ESPAVO, ESPAVO. And what that means is thank you for taking your power back.
I see.
Sometimes you just got to push things over a little bit to kind of get where you need to go in life.
That's right.
It's almost like you have to just push them out of your life and just say,
that's right,
I'm gonna get what I want in life, and nothing's gonna stop me.
Yeah.
from getting it. It's all determination.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope, you know, I'll keep up the fight and hope for the
main
best.
Main thing is, yeah, keep focusing on meditation, focusing on the positive, you know, and listen to positive people talk. One good one is, if you've never listened to his talks, is Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever listened to him talk?
No.
He's on YouTube, or you could even put, you know, a search on him, drwaynedyer.com.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you, you listen to him talk, and I promise you, within a few minutes' time, you'll feel that your vibration just lift tenfold.
I see. We'll definitely do that and try to stay positive. I mean, I'm already in a crappy situation, so being in the negative state isn't going to help.
No. Remember that
sense.
Like energy attracts like energy.
Yes.
So if you're focusing on the positive, you'll attract more positive. But if you attract negative, you'll attract more negative into your life.
Yeah, you're right. It's hard to keep that mind state because you don't see those things. And when you don't see those things, they're kind of out of sight, out of mind. And you focus on the physical things, and you know, and that's how you can, you know, you're stuck in the mindset of what you have and what you don't have, rather than, you know, what you're attracting and not attracting. You see what I'm saying?
Sometimes we have to set those things aside and say, what is important? What is my priority? You know, why am I here? Where am I going? You know, what do I have to do?
Yeah, I just hope that love and light and God wins, not the negativity and the evilness.
Remember, light always overcomes darkness.
It will.
You go inside a dark room and flip on a switch, what happens to the darkness?
It disappears.
That's right.
But even in the darkest room, even if you've lit a little candle, that light is just brilliant.
It is. And you could see it for miles.
That's true. Oh, thank you.
Well, there's
thank
a lot of dimensions still that need a lot of healing and a lot of light, too. You got to remember that when the fallen came here, they contaminated not only our dimension, but they contaminated other dimensions, too.
Are these all these interventions, like, how do they all intersect? You know, when we talk to the spirits or the ascended masters, are they all located in different planes and dimensions, or are they, I don't know.
They're all from the sixth dimension.
They're all from the sixth dimensions.
Right.
And I would also kind of gather, too.
You could go all the way to the 13th dimension.
I'm getting a lot of them are higher than and.
Yeah, they're probably more of the 13th dimension. A lot of the ascended masters. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah,
but in their own
a lot higher than the dimensions that we're in.
Oh yeah, we're like the lowest here.
We're at the bottom of the barrel here.
It's good that they're helping us out.
Yeah.
I hope we get up there. I hope we reach that dimension.
Yeah, we were there. That's where we resonate. We just have to return.
Yeah, consciousness is a powerful and scary thing. I mean, it's just, it's all that there is.
You know, I wanted to share with you, me and my son are both hypnotists.
Uh-huh.
So we work very closely with the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And we've opened up doors in the subconscious mind that were just unbelievable. And, you know, and that's where we all need to be. You know, that's where we all resonate, is in that subconscious mind.
Awesome. Thank you.
You are
very
welcome.
Enlightened. Very, very cool conversation. Thank you.